I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Banning Air is a multifaceted creative artist, including his roles as author and guitarist and senior editor and producer of the syndicated public radio program Afropop Worldwide. His latest book is Lion Songs, Thomas Mapfumo and the Music That Made Zimbabwe, focused on an African cultural icon now in exile and living in Eugene. Banning Air is here from the East Coast for a multimedia presentation and performance at Tsunami Books in Eugene this evening, June 26th, sponsored by the Kutsunera Cultural Arts Center. He will also be at Angeline's Bakery in Sisters for an 11 a.m. appearance on Sunday, June 28th. Banning is here with me in the KLCC studios. Nice to have you in.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Well, I think that there are those who perhaps underestimate the importance of Thomas Mapfumo in Zimbabwe and beyond. So talk for a moment about the impact he's had, not only musically, but culturally and politically.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I think in a way that's the central message of the book, is to kind of bring Thomas up to the level of people like Fela Kuti, Bob Marley, artists who contributed not only incredible, memorable, timeless music, but also who really played a role in the evolution and transformations of their countries and culture. For Thomas, on the political side, in the 1970s, he was writing songs that were incredibly important in rallying support behind the, and moral support behind the liberation struggle that eventually overthrew the government of Ian Smith and ended the Rhodesian chapter of that country's history and brought about the creation of Zimbabwe in 1980. Those songs, the so-called Chimurenga singles, Chimurenga being a Shona word that roughly means struggle, and in this case, the liberation struggle. Those songs were very sly in certain ways, because they spoke in terms that not everybody understood them right away, which meant that he could get quite a lot of them out there before the censors really caught on to what was happening. That was one thing that was very important. But also they had another message that was more than just about changing the government. It was about revalorizing traditional culture and bringing it back into people's lives, because the Rhodesian regime, which was a very brief and very pernicious one — I say brief because it only started in the 1890s, which is pretty late in colonial African history — but they were determined to live there, determined to manipulate the culture and the psyche of the people that they wanted to be part of the society that they were creating, the Rhodesians. And so they took a very hostile attitude towards things like spirit religion, African religion, belief systems, culture. They even tried to falsify history, say that the great stone, creations of like great Zimbabwe ruins were not built by Africans. I mean, there was so much pernicious propaganda that was designed to separate people from their culture. And Thomas Mapfumo's great contribution on that level was to bring traditional culture forward and kind of merge it with modern instrumentation, songwriting approaches, to create a hybrid music that is a kind of a metaphor for the sort of society that he wanted to result from this struggle. And then there's a whole other chapter that happens after independence, and as the government that's empowered, the government of Robert Mugabe, becomes ever more apparently corrupt and not living up to its promises, Thomas becomes a very brave and principled voice in the interest of people. And it isn't about race. It isn't about anything more than just good governance. And he takes a very brave stand in a number of instances. He has a very interesting knack for sort of writing the right song at the right moment, the song that's really going to twist the knife and get people talking.
Well, let's do one of the songs from the CD which accompanies the book. What would you like to say by way of an illustration for the song called It's Only Talk, or the translation is It's Only Talk?
Yeah, Pamro Mochete, It's Only Talk. Well, this was about 1977 when Ian Smith, then the Prime Minister of Southern Rhodesia, famously declared that there would never be a black government in Rhodesia, not in 1,000 years. And this was Thomas's response: it's just talk.
Thomas Mapfumo from the Lion Song CD on KLCC.
Yo, yeah, yo, yeah, mambo. Yo, yeah, yo, yeah. mambo Munga dai musina kuchisika Dai magaziba baba Munga dai musina kuchisika Aye, aye, amambo Aye, una pambro mocheche 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 Una vame vedu mambo Vanorara pamusika
Thomas Mapfumo from Lion Songs, Essential Tracks in the Making of Zimbabwe, compiled by Banning Air, going along with the Lion Songs book about Thomas Mapfumo and the music that made Zimbabwe. Banning Air live tonight at Tsunami Books in Eugene at 8 o'clock, and also at Angeline's Bakery in Sisters on Sunday morning at 11. Well, one of the ironies to me, Banning, is that there was this great struggle saying there will never be a black government, but there was. But when there was, it wasn't a good government. So talk a little bit more about the rather nuanced and difficult relationship between Thomas Mapfumo and Robert Mugabe.
Sure. Well, initially in 1980, when the government is sworn in, there's tremendous elation just sweeping the country. And you hear it a lot in the music. The early songs from Thomas, from many people, just have this incredible bursting enthusiasm and optimism about them. And Thomas even, you know, name checks Mugabe in a number of songs. He feels the same thing that everyone else feels, that this guy has really played a heroic role in history to get the country to that point. But over the years, it becomes clear that so many of the promises of the struggle are not being delivered on. The land is not being redistributed from the large white commercial farms to the Africans who were displaced less than 100 years before. Education system is not being opened up to be available to everyone. The healthcare, that free healthcare is promised, it's not delivered. There are many things that are not delivered. And then this shocking scandal of corruption is revealed in 1988 when it becomes clear through a series of newspaper articles by a very brave journalist named Jeffrey Nyarota. There it becomes clear that that the ministers are buying BMWs on the black market and selling them and just lining their pockets while all these important things are not being done. And Thomas very bravely seizes the moment and writes this song, Corruption, which is a classic. I mean, it was really one of the most popular. It probably was the biggest selling song he'd had since independence. And it's in English. It's not really a traditional song. It's kind of a quasi sort of reggae feel to it. So it's very universally accessible. It becomes the title song on his first big international release from Mango Records. So it's a big public statement of you guys are screwing up, and it has huge impact.
Let's hear just a sample of that with a quote from Thomas Mapumo just before it.
When these people came back from war, they were like a little gods. They wanted to be worshipped. And this is how the people were defrauded a lot of money by these people because they feared them. When you are in fear, someone can almost do anything with you. Did you go to Mozambique? Were you in Chimoy? Did you go to war yourself? You have got nothing to say. You don't talk to me like that.
Classic from Thomas Mapfumo here on KLCC. A wee bit of corruption there. I'm in the studios with Banning Air, who will be live in a show sponsored by Kutsunera Cultural Arts Center at Tsunami Books tonight in Eugene at 8 o'clock. Somehow that corruption has ended up with Thomas Mapfumo being here in Eugene. Talk about that connection for a moment.
It's a long story. You'll need to read the book to get the whole story. but in short, more and more issues arise, and Thomas is more and more outspoken about them, perhaps most significantly the forced farm seizures that happen, which is an attempt to address this issue of the land that's so near and dear to every Zimbabwean's heart, but it's done in a very violent, disorganized way that leads to disastrous results on the economy. And Thomas points out in a famous 2001 song that you basically have harvested hunger by the way you've approached this problem. And that's, again, a brave, controversial stand that he takes, and he gets a lot of heat from it. You know, he starts having, you know, vague threats and legal harassment and various things, and he just sees that the country is really is becoming a very dangerous place to raise a family. And so he kind of makes the decision to look after his family more than his career by bringing them here, because things have worked out well for them. They're doing well here now. It hasn't been so good for his career because he can't play for the audience that craves him most. Yeah. So it was an interesting sacrifice that he made.
He will be live at the Hi-Fi Music Hall in Eugene on July 25th as well. Well, in tonight's event, you'll be performing as well. You've played as a musician with Thomas Mapfumo and many others over the years. So why don't we do a little bit of a sample of the kind of guitar and music that you'll be bringing this evening?
Sure. All right. First, I'm going to do something a little unusual, which is to play mbira. We didn't really talk about mbira and how it's used in religious practices and possession and trance and all of this. That's for mbira, not for guitar. But the whole art of putting mbira music on guitar is something that has fascinated me. And I'm going to play a fingerstyle piece. I should mention that I'll be joined by the mbira player Chaka Membere from Thomas's band, and also a great local guitarist, Paul Prince, who's also been kind of a pioneer in his own way of putting a fingerstyle guitar for mbira. In my case, I used techniques I learned in West Africa, fingerstyle techniques to play mbira. And you can kind of hear in this little excerpt of a traditional song I'm going to play called Nema Masasa, how the music has this interesting rhythmic quality where it starts out like a waltz and then becomes a shuffle. And then these rhythms kind of rub against one another, and it's very trance-inducing.
Banning Air, author, guitarist, producer of Public Radio's Afropop Worldwide. Banning Air and friends will present an evening in support of his new book and CD, Lion Songs, Thomas Mapfumo and the Music That Made Zimbabwe, tonight, Friday, June 26th at Tsunami Books in Eugene, beginning at 8 p.m. It will include live music by Banning and friends, along with Vakasara Mbira opening and a multimedia talk as well, all sponsored by the Kutsunera Cultural Arts Center in Eugene.
Thanks much to them for their efforts in making this happen.
For more information, banningair.com. Also see kutsunera.org. And for more on Thomas Mapfumo, it's thomas-mapfumo.com. They will be in Eugene at the Hi-Fi Music Hall on July 25th as well. Well, we have just about two more minutes of time here. What would you like to do in terms of music summing this up?
Okay. First, a shout out to the great Mbira guitarist of Thomas's band, who taught me how to play in the Zimbabwe style, which we don't have time to get into now, but I just wanted to mention them. People like Jonas Atole, Ephraim Karimaura, Joshua Dubay, Gilbert Jamaida, who's still here in Eugene with the band. But I'm going to end by playing just a little bit of a much older song and I'm going to sing a little bit of it that Thomas wrote in the 70s. And it's kind of like, it's like a folk song. And it's called Tojireva Kupiko, and it's saying, to whom shall we tell our troubles? It's a plaintive cry for help in a time when there's war and deprivation and traditional culture has been devastated and people don't know where to turn. Lovely song. Here it is. Tojireva kupiko mambo, tojireva kwa muri mambo, tojireva kupiko mambo, o pasi chigari mambo, o pasi chigari mambo we. Winga Jwaira wo O chemberets wekweru mambo O chemberets wekweru mambo we O jaip fugama O pasipe mute Ojo tenga kuna matiwe O engaja peruani mambo Ona ja peruani mambo iwe Ona pasi chigare mambo kani Tojo
it ever could be cold. Told you it ever could be cold.
Banning Air on KLCC Eugene 89.7, KLCO Newport 90.5, KLFR Reedsport 89.1, and at 88.1 KMPQ Roseburg, KLFO Florence, and KLBR Bend. Support for KLCC comes from Long's Meat Market, providing naturally raised beef, lamb, and chicken. Family owned, Long's is located in Eugene's Southtown Shops near 28th and Willamette. Learn more at longsmeatmarket.com.